From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Now to one of the most fascinating and mysterious characters of our time. His name is Robert Vesco. His story has wound throughout the last half century, from the shady world of international finance, illegal contributions to the Nixon White House, bribes in Libya, and finally, prison, release, and old age in Cuba. That story may now be over. The New York Times reported today that a man named Robert Vesco died last November in Havana, and friends say he's that Robert Vesco. Let's try to detangle some of the threads of this Vesco story. James Rosen is the Washington correspondent for Fox News, and he's written a book coming out later this month with Robert Vesco in a leading role. It's titled The Strong Man, John Mitchell and the Secrets of Watergate. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, your book is all about Watergate. What was Vesco's part in that?
Vesco arranged to give a $200,000 cash contribution to the Nixon Reelection Committee, known as the Committee for the Reelection of the President, or more commonly CREEP, to fans of all the president's men. Mm-hmm. And he gave it secretly in violation of a campaign law which required disclosure of contributors' names. He gave that contribution because he thought it would help him in a long-running investigation of which he was the target by the Securities and Exchange Commission. As it happened, it did no help for him. He was later indicted by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Eventually, Vesco fled the country, becoming the first fugitive financier.
Now, before he left the country, though, he reportedly stole hundreds of millions of dollars. Was he wealthy and devious the way he's portrayed to be these days?
Vesco was a true character. It was always his ambition to get rich quick. He was a voracious reader and a fast learner, and he had a knack, as one person put it, for finding people who were weak. He was a tall guy. He was intimidating. He had these sideburns and sunglasses and open-neck shirts that he would wear, and he really cut a sort of romantic figure. And in the 1970s, which was an age of anti-heroes and rebellion against authority, Vesco kind of enjoyed some sympathy amongst the American people precisely because he was such a dashing anti-establishment figure.
Sort of Boogie Nights.
Yeah, very. By the time he was 35, he was a millionaire on paper at least. He took over a failing machine parts tool company in New Jersey, and it was suitably Bond villain titled International Controls Corporation. He used that company to propel himself into ever higher stratospheres. He really wanted to be a player. And no matter how many charity checks he wrote or photographs of famous people that he squeezed himself into, he really wasn't given much respect. And so he finally tried, he went international, in short. He acquired a company called IOS, which was the world's largest offshore mutual fund company.
He was also, he was a character and he was almost a caricature. I mean, the guy had an airplane with a disco and a whirlpool bath.
Yes. He liked to travel in style, Vesco did, even when he was on the lam in several countries after he fled the United States. And as he hopscotched from country to country, it cost him ever more bribes to these local Banana Republic dictatorships that were shielding him from U.S. authorities.
How did he get to Cuba?
Cuba was the last place left that would take him. Vesco helped Castro set up a number of enterprises that enabled the Castro regime to circumvent the American embargo on Cuba. By the time that Vesco wanted to leave Cuba, Castro could not afford for Vesco, who was nicknamed the Minister of Corruption in Cuba, to be allowed to leave. He was placed on trial, Vesco, in 1995 in Cuba for charges that Vesco was peddling a miracle drug that would cure AIDS and other things and had defrauded the Cuban government. He was convicted on those charges, placed under house arrest. Very little is known about what has happened to Vesco since his conviction in 1996.
The Times article says that he died of lung cancer after struggling with it. James Rosen, do you believe he's dead?
I believe there will always be a certain degree and air of mystery around Robert Vesco, and that is probably as he would have wished it.
James Rosen is author of The Strong Man, John Mitchell and the Secrets of Watergate. That's out this month. He's also the Washington correspondent for Fox News. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.